So it is 21st of November 2014. I'm here with Vivery Gregory and Josh Nikolai in Nikolai, Alaska. So I'd like to ask them about traditional knowledge and church in Nikolai. So can I ask you guys some questions?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you do a self-introduction?
My name is Beverly Gregory. I'm the oldest daughter of Nikanolin Petruska. I am also the tribal administrator.
Josh Nikolai, son of Stephen Nikolai Sr. and Irene Nikolai. And
I heard from many people that they used to be more salmon, fish, and caribou, and moose, ducks, and geese. Can you tell me what you think that why there's less wildlife these days?
The migratory pattern for the birds probably changed, I don't know.
That's what I think. Migratory and overhunting down lower 48 in Canada.
About the fish, I think it's the commercial fishing. Because I remember when we were small, we used to catch fish that were bigger than us, and now our kids don't even see that kind of fish. That salmon river.
Same thing, same answer. Overfishing.
What about the moose?
I'm not sure.
Moose, they took a real sharp decline back in the 90s because I don't know what was going on with wolves, but they were going on a killing spree. Just killing and not even eating any of the moose. Run on to the next one and kill that. And, you know, we got on, I think it was what that radio show was called. I forget what it was called, but it was when Governor Tony Knowles, we got on the radio, on the phone with him, and told him our concerns about opening aerial wolf hunting, and you know, the whole state of Alaska was against it. And you don't live here, out here. You don't know what it's like. And that's a big supplement of our food for the winter. So we had a wolf problem there for a while, but we got it kind of straightened out.
Yeah. Do you have any idea about caribou?
Our local herd took off with the Malchatna herd back when the 49,000 head of caribou went walking through. Our local herd took off with that. Yeah, that's very rarely you see a caribou. So hopefully one day they'll return.
Do you remember any Wasatch story?
No.
What kind of, what is that? Is it like stories from elders?
It's a story about animals, the Fuzosh story.
The only one I remember when I was a little kid in bilingual class was when how Bear lost his tail. That's the only one I kind of really remember.
Can you tell us that story?
One day Bear was walking along and he came across Red Fox, and Red Fox had lots of fish he was packing back home, and he was like, I'm hungry, how'd you get all that fish? And then Red Fox, since he was sly and tricky, decided to play a trick on Bear. Told him, you see that open hole over there in the ice, and I just stuck my tail in there and wiggled my tail around, and the fish came biting it, and I yanked him out. The Bear tried it, and he started getting sleepy, and then before you know it, he took a nap, and when he woke up, he was frozen in the ice. And he didn't know what to do. He kept pulling and pulling, and he finally ripped his tail off, and then he started crying about it. And he said he was going to get back at Red Fox, but Red Fox is just too sly. Finally, he said, the heck with it. He looked better without his tail.
Is that a traditional story from Nikolai, or?
when I first heard that story is up in Kaleida. We used to live up there. My dad used to be the bilingual teacher up there. And they had a bunch of old stories like that. Yeah.
That's a good story.
Yeah, cool.
Do you know any stories about dogs?
No, just that people used to mush dogs here all the time.
Are you also mushers? Are you also mushing?
My sister had a team and help her mush them. But no, yeah. It used to be fun at spring carnival because we'd get up real early in the morning and mush dogs, dog races. That died out though. It's too expensive to have dogs.
I don't have any stories about dogs, but my dad used to have a dog team when I was just a little kid, you know, living up in Kaleida. That was the only mode of transportation for hauling wood and checking trap lines, hunting. Yeah, he used to tell me lots of stories of him and his dogs. And they'd help him hunt moose. Had him that well trained. My great-grandfather used to use his dogs to help him hunt moose. Just like what you see on TV nowadays with the old hound dogs and hunters.
Yeah.
You know, they listen to their dogs. It used to be that way up there, you know.
Do you know any stories about giant animals?
No.
Can you tell me about the traditional beliefs about Northern Lights?
I really don't know any. I know they told us not to whistle at them, but I don't know what the reason was behind that. It would make them dance, but I don't know why we weren't supposed to.
Pretty much same answer, I guess. But we used to whistle at them anyway just to watch them dance.
Oh, so it activates, I guess.
Yeah.
Probably would have done that even without our whistling.
Do you know any stories about stars or constellation?
No.
No.
Okay. Do you know any stories about the moon?
No.
No.
Do you know any stories about floods?
No, I remember when we were... Our house got flooded when we were little kids. We were in McGrath. My dad was working and he came up here and he said he brought the boat all the way into the house and saved some stuff. But we came back, planted a garden. Or we already had a garden planted, maybe, I'm not sure, but we had really huge turnips. I remember eating those turnips. We couldn't even eat one whole one, but we'd get one every day. Have one from the other day, so sitting on the table. It's old.
Do you know any kind of talisman or good luck charm?
That's for the babies or puppies.
There's the one about. Was it the woodpecker?
Yeah.
That your mom made for Nikita? There's something that they do. I don't know what it is because it was just given to my son. And it's supposed to make him be able to find dry wood or something. But there's one too about being good wood splitter. It's that worm that you...
My grandma Barbara did that to me when I was little baby, tied a woodpecker beak onto my wrist, and she told my dad and them that me and Wood would become good friends, you know, be able to split it one swing. So.
And Nikita had a little round is sewn into moose skin, so I don't know what happened to it though. I'm sure I kept better track of it, but there's beads on there too.
Oh.
But you don't see the woodpecker beak, it's inside there. But that's all I know.
I used to have a bunch of them. One was bear paw or bear. I don't know if it was a whole paw or just claws. They used to tie it on to their kids and if they wanted them to be strong, grow up to be strong.
Can you tell me a story about hairy men?
You mean like Bigfoot? There used to be stories of people seeing it at Medfar when they used to camp. Came to their camp a couple times. But I don't really know the story. I know it didn't bother them. I think it just took matches. I think that was a story. And I know there was a family down here that really believed they saw one when we were in school, but nobody else in Nikolai saw it.
I've heard stories up there around Clyde about that too. My uncle Fred, when he was living, told me a story about him and his grandma. She was blind, you know, walking around woods, and all of a sudden he was young at the time. He said it smelled like worse than wet dog, I guess you could say. Said his grandma loaded her gun because, you know, even though she couldn't see, you know, at least she could make a shot and scare it away. According to him, he said it walked up to him. I don't know if I believed him at the time or not, but it was an old elder, his story with his grandma, so I kind of believed it a little bit. But they shot in his direction and he ran away. And his grandma led him back home after, not too long after that, she passed on. That was the only story I heard about that.
I heard that some people had the power to change the weather. Can you tell me how they did that?
There's stories if you burn dog trot, it'll stop raining or something. It's the only one I know.
In Kaleida, the one I've heard is about the same thing. Other one was during the summer months, and you know, it was constantly raining, they used to light a piece of tree bark on fire and let it drift down the river. They used to say, watch, it'll be good weather the next day. And sure enough, nice sunny day.
Oh yeah, Aunt Lexa told a story, something like that, and I forgot what it was though. It was something burning that they put in the river.
Yeah. How do you say medicine man in Athabaskan? What does it mean?
I don't know how to say it. But I've heard stories of medicine men and medicine women. You know, it goes both ways. Usually it went down, if it was a medicine man, it went down his bloodline. His son or daughter would be the next one. The only last living person that I knew of that was considered a medicine woman was Sally Moon, who used to live over in Takotna. And she passed away some years ago. I seen her at one time. She gave my gave my mom a piece of tanned beaver hide as a gift, and she did. I don't know what their thing was, but she didn't like my mom at all. That evening when they got back home, she got real sick and she couldn't even breathe. And I seen my dad throw that hide in the stove and burned it, and right after that she was able to breathe like nothing happened. I don't know if she cursed that hide or whatever, or I seen that happen and got me thinking.
Is she an Athabascan lady?
Yeah, she was Athabascan. She was related to my grandmother in some way, half sister or something, or adopted sister, something like that.
What other kinds of things can a medicine man do?
The only thing I know about that is there. I was told a long time ago by my grandma that there can be. They can use their powers for evil or for good. It's they decide how they want to use their powers, but most of them use it for evil.
Yeah.
How should people treat medicine men?
With respect is what I was told. Treat them with respect, and if you need help, back in the day they used to present them with some kind of gift to show they were respectful, I guess.
I was going to say that too, respect, like you would treat everybody else.
Do you know any medicine men from other villages?
No.
You want to go over there and answer it? A little time.
Hello.
Can you continue on? Should we wait for Josh?
Maybe, yeah, we can wait for him.
Okay.
So.
Alright.
Yeah.
It's interesting so far.
Yeah.
Sometimes these questions make you think a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of maybe a little bit personal questions, but yeah. Hopefully you guys don't mind.
I read that one question different because he was already answering some of these ones. Hope you don't mind.
No, that's okay. Yeah.
I thought you said you couldn't use that cane.
I needed to do use something. It's bent a lot, and it's flat on the bottom, so it's not really that stable.
She used her mop.
I don't know what happened to my flat stick, my walking stick.
Do you remember any preach by the priests or the...
Can I ask?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so do you know any source of power of the medicine man? Where does it come from? Do you have any idea?
No idea.
I heard, like, there used to be some people who have, like, special relationship with, like, animal spirits. And do you know any kind of stuff about that kind of stuff?
No.
Okay, can I ask them about the church now?
Yeah.
Sorry. So I skipped one question. Do you remember any preach by the priests or the chiefs on church day?
Huh?
Do you remember any preaching by the priests or the chief on church day? No? Okay.
No.
I heard people had church every Saturday and Sunday many years ago. Is that true? When did people stop doing that?
Yeah, we used to go to church every week, and maybe when we were about 10, we quit going. And I don't know why, but all of a sudden we didn't have to go to church anymore.
Do you remember Nikolai Upchuk or Wassily Changsack?
No.
Charles Guest?
That's Father Guest, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember him? How about Nikolai Omichael? I heard that icons are very powerful. Can you tell me what the power, about the power of the icons?
No, I don't know about the power of the icons. I know we have them, and it's important for the church, but I don't know what power it holds.
Yeah, I'm not too sure either.
Okay. I heard that the chief used to take care of the church. When did the chief stop doing that?
Probably with Miss Gadifon. Or if, I don't even know if he took care of the church. I know we used to go to his house and we'd sit there for hours while he told stories. But I don't remember the stories. I just remember having to sit there and be quiet. Don't move around. Sit still. Hours. Hours sitting on the floor.
I don't know anything about that.
Okay. That's all of our questions.
Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you very much for answering the questions.
You're welcome.